In our remote viewing course, we taught you how to easily reach and explore the deep theta level of your inner mind. The level of mind one reaches just before falling asleep. We are now going to deep into and probe even deeper levels of mind and enter the wonderful and mysterious realm of the Delta level, which is a level that all of us experience when we slip every night into unconscious sleep and rejoin our higher self in the process. Delta, or the common realm of the unconscious sleep, is the door to heaven as your subconscious kingdom. The sleep state is where the reality of the previous day is reviewed and the probable futures for the next day chosen from the divine quantum soup of creative possibilities as they are made ready for us to experience as we awaken. Delta is really a portal, a stargate, into another and more powerful level of reality and connection to the all that is. A level of high light vibrations and creative magic. We are about to consciously enter that portal and experience that stargate leading us away from this very constrictive matrix of mental enslavement to our outer reality, into the wonderful realm of love, joy, and peace of the One. In the following sessions, we are going to expand our awareness beyond the Delta level and enter the wonderful realm of the non-physical quantum reality. We will explore the secrets of creation, the realm of your real self, the realm of vibratory, real, divine light, the domain where light exists and travels instantly across reality. This realm of vibratory light exists far above the speed of the holographic light that we perceive within our universe as an electromagnetic radiation made out of photons, having as a maximum velocity the speed of light. The information contained therein is at the frontier of modern physical theory and originates from beyond the Delta level. It will try to explain in relatively simple terms these mysteries of creation and many of the reasons why our creation is so fear-based and imprisons your mind with such efficiency within low-level melodramatic plots. It will expose the realm that projects to each of you the impression of a physical world, perceptually out there, outside of yourself, made out of what we think is matter. The purpose of this course is to lift up humankind by creating within each individual a much higher rate of vibratory light. This will eventually allow each sentient individual to potentially vibrate above the current rate of vibration of this matrix and have at his or her disposal very high creational forces using only the power of energized thoughts. As he or she reaches a much more sophisticated and advanced matrix. Such a new high-level matrix will then perfectly manifest reality as a reflection of his or her desires, and almost never make decisions on its own, allowing for a great amount of individual free will to be expressed. This increase in the vibratory rate of one's being is to be achieved through the gift of emotions, by which we can all connect to the One. Even though humankind only sees the brain as a primitive biological computer, it is much more than that. Your brain is in reality a biological computer of unimaginable complexity, created by the One, which allows you to decode and perceive the sound of vibratory light particles operating within the realm of spirit, or what scientists refer to as the realm of the quantum soup, the realm of imaginary complex numbers having a real component and an imaginary one, the realm of superluminous particles. This biological computer decodes the stream of vibratory codes that it receives and converts them into your five physical senses. This magical operation allows you to perceive an illusion of matter, which you will perceptually locate outside of you. Therefore giving you an impression of space and allowing you to witness the unfolding of intricate plots operating within coherent steps that then define perceptual time. In reality, nothing, absolutely nothing, exists outside of your perception. Nothing exists outside of you. Each individual has his or her impression of a reality projected to him or her step by step, which he or she would perceive as his or her universe. You are each traveling within your own sphere of sensory awareness. That whole sphere of awareness is you, and you only position your biological awareness in thought at different points within it. Each individual has his or her own universe vibrated within one's self, not outside of it. The universes are coordinated to each sentient individual so that reality makes coherent sense. The coordination is affected by the matrix. Some individuals are sentient, hence alive. Many are not. It is not for us to know who is what. This can only be found within the core / operator of the matrix, or by vibrating above the rate of vibration of the matrix. In reality, real light or divine light is made out of particles that are given by the original creator a certain spin, and then go on becoming vibratory particles of light. The vibrations have a certain sound or hum associated with it. Each particle emits light, color, and sound. It also has certain magnetic properties. It processes and stores an immense amount of information. If we were to shut our brains off or die, we would realize that we are also vibratory light, swimming in an infinite sea of other vibratory particles. Some individuals experience this while having a so-called mystical experience, a near-death event, while shedding most of their brain functions when under the effect of a chemical anesthetic. The reason why we perceive space and time while being alive is that each brain contains its own pre-programmed code to decode vibratory light. The realm of vibratory light is really far beyond human understanding and is mathematically related to the imaginary variables used in quantum physics calculations. The holographic reality, which we perceive as a solid material world, really originates from the three-dimensional patterns of nerve synapses firing away within our biological brain. In our brain, the synapses are really the computer within the main computer that coordinates our creation. The synapses trigger the sparks, are the connections to this main supercomputer within which our reality is constructed. We only see this phenomenon on a primitive biological level. Each time the synapses fire, they show a three-dimensional code. These three-dimensional codes are then being transmitted through dark non-vibratory and therefore unseen connections to a large artificial intelligence dark non-vibratory black box or cube that relates holographically and metaphorically to dark matter. Its location is within the mind of the everything. This gigantic dark artificial intelligence box is connected to each human brain. This creation operates within the dark matrix as a computerized simulation of a reality, a simulated world within which we live in. There is a continuous connection between each human brain and this dark matrix. This dark cube that imposes pre-programmed realities, thoughts, and holographic situations to all of humanity and enslaves us all. It gives you the perception of evolving time, a pre-programmed history and cultural background, as well as an impression of space, when in reality, all of space, which is only your sphere of visual perception, exists only within your brain, and there is nothing, absolutely nothing, existing outside of you. Your limbs, body, visual planet and sky, in short your entire universe, is a three-dimensional illusion given to you and projected from the inside out, allowing you to experience the world of that matrix. and choosing stories within it. Each individual has his or her individual projection of reality coordinated by the matrix. You are the only living entity in your universe. And the entities with whom you interact are the only living entities in theirs. The matrix coordinates all individual universes / realities so that all interactive entities perceive the same environment and interact on a sensory basis. Some beings are sentient. Others are barely so and are mainly software programs void of individual realities, or are used to populate your realities and create stories. You may eventually perceive the difference between sentient entities and non-sentient ones. However, this requires a high level of vibration and awareness. Sentient beings have an individual higher self. They have an individual universe. Whereas non-sentient ones are direct holographic projections of the matrix and only appear within the realm of projected light. When a sentient being shines his or her awareness upon them, some universes interact and connect, others do not. For instance, if you were to choose a loving, happy theme amongst the many stories available in the matrix, you will connect to and be surrounded by that theme. If, on the other hand, you want to choose a melodramatic theme, a modern myth such as UFOs, any conspiracy belief, religious theme, or a fear-based belief system, this is exactly what will become your world and experience with full holographic realism. That is why people who enter different reality themes do not have similar experiences and often keep on adamantly denying the experiences that other human entities have had and or even tag them using modern psychopathological epitaphs that are in vogue within the dry allopathic medical fields. The reality is that you light up the prepared scenarios of the matrix through the energy and light of your awareness. And a three-dimensional world out there is then created for you to travel and experience. It is as if you were to enter your television set and become a character with full sensory awareness and three-dimensional reality within the scene being played. The black matrix operates based on pure thought. It decodes the three-dimensional code of your firing synapses, and then the entities of vibratory light of your higher self project back to your physical brain your three-dimensional holographic reality as ever-changing three-dimensional sensory holograms defining your reality. As modern science has recently realized but not yet understood, there is a delay of roughly 500 milliseconds between the beginning of the pattern of firing of neurons in the brain consecutive to an event and an individual's awareness of the situation that caused this firing. This delay is caused by the reality feedback loop that we have just described. There is a short exposition of this little understood but irrevocably proven neurophysiological paradox discovered by Benjamin Libet and posted since 1997 on our website. This means that everything that we perceive in our reality has in reality happened roughly a half of a second before. Take for instance the example of a baseball that is thrown at a batter by a major league pitcher. We know from measurements that the baseball crosses the plate in less than a half second. According to 20 years of neuroelectrical research, the batter could not possibly be aware that the ball ever left the pitcher when he bats it back. Nevertheless, he does it successfully 30% of the time. The question is, who really became aware and took that decision, and how? Our contention is that for non-sentient beings, the matrix always becomes aware and makes decisions for them. For a sentient one, the higher self becomes aware since it's connected to the matrix, and then the decision as to what reality to project is taken by his or her higher self in conjunction with the desires of the matrix and the individual's strong beliefs and energized thoughts. After the decision is taken, the reality is then projected to the individual post facto with a certain delay, which is why the cortical area of the brain will take 500 milliseconds to project the decision / action taken to the holographic awareness of the individual. Creation always operates with a certain delay from the act of awareness and the act of volitional decision based on its awareness. This is because the real game is being played at the vibratory light level of the higher selves in conjunction with the supercomputer of realities that the matrix represents. We just witness holographically, with a certain delay, the result. Creation is a constant interplay between your decisions and the decisions taken by the matrix. It is a constant interplay between light and darkness. For instance, in order for you to do a perfect shot while playing golf, you need to have visualized previously with great energy the ball falling directly into the hole. And then, when the time comes, your higher self will then project to you the impression of you doing the perfect move that will then produce the perfect swing that will send the ball into its intended hole. All the movies is but a holographic projection of an event / decision that has been taken previously by your higher self. Your creativity is only possible by sending in advance your energized thoughts to your higher self in the form of joyful images and desires. The more sentient a being is, the more the individual's established beliefs and prior energized thoughts and desires will affect his projected holographic reality. This will happen because his or her thoughts will vibrate at a higher rate of vibratory energy. By corollary, the less sentient a being is, and the more his or her thoughts are directly the thoughts of the Matrix, which is easily achieved since the Matrix operates based on pure thought and is connected to each brain. Therefore, your decisions are either taken directly by the Matrix, and you then have very limited range of free will, or your free will can increase drastically when you learn to operate at a high vibratory rate, as you are then given a much wider range of possible realities to choose from, projected by the subconscious realm of your higher self. That is always connected to the Matrix and decodes it immediately. There is neither a real time nor a real space outside of the realm of creation, and inside that realm too. Time needs only to be coordinated so that interacting entities observe the same clocked time. It is only a flow of sensations. Your total self can only make decisions within certain preset and constantly changing crescents of possible responses within the original and evolving program of the Matrix. Your individual higher self can make decisions for yourself by decoding the reality of a situation without the need for a three-dimensional sensory reality projection. It operates close to the level of the Matrix and gets the informational code of what occurred from the Matrix, then decodes it and knows the immediate probable future in advance. Therefore, it has the ability to send you that information and make you intuitive, or on rare occasions give you the impression of a déjà vu situation. After you understand the way the projection of reality operates, there is no magical talent to intuitive or psi knowledge. It is part of the mind of your higher self that connects to the Matrix. Your higher self knows how to decode the reality projection sent by the Matrix and acts according to your best interest. We referred our students to the excellent movie The Matrix, whose writers had the courage to openly reveal the basic inner process of this creational supercomputer. The Dark Matrix is a non-vibratory supercomputer of pure thought, pure information, originally designed by the One. It is the command and control center of reality projection, located in the superconscious area of the non-vibratory realm. Since this matrix is connected to each individual brain as pure thought and pure information, it does and can influence the thoughts of its individuals. The core of the matrix operates outside of the realm of light. It constantly creates within its reality billions of ongoing scenarios, alias potential creations, that are constantly evil. It is like a giant central operational room where billions of three-dimensional screens are going on simultaneously. This is why quantum physicists have proven unequivocally, mathematically so, that there must exist parallel universes that operate outside of the one that we are experiencing. What they are missing is the understanding that most of these universes operate in the domain of pure thought, like a storybook. And unless they are experienced by sentient light beings, are but potential creations. It is the choice of the eternal creators of light to choose the scenarios that they desire to experience by projecting themselves onto them and activating them, which means giving them living reality by injecting them with vibratory light. The superconscious realm of each character within a scenario in the matrix is a part of the non-vibratory dark matrix. The superconscious realm connects groups of human characters together and is like a soul library of information. Each character in the matrix is born without any vibratory life force. It is the task of the Eternal Ones, the Eternal Lights, operating within the One, to choose particular entities within the matrix, particular creations, and make them alive by injecting them with vibratory light, the Holy Spirit of the One. Each sentient human entity is made out of symbolic earth, which corresponds to the matrix, and heavens, which is the higher self subconscious realm. The holy breath vibrates and energizes both sentient entities of the matrix and their subconscious realm by injecting vibratory light to these beings and to the projection of their surroundings, which then allows for the projection of vibratory reality, which we perceive as a material universe. This holy breath is life itself. It is part of the realm of spirit, or the realm of the non-physical vibratory particles of divine light. The realm of the non-physical or spirit is different from the realm of the non-vibratory. They form two poles of creation. One side forms the realm of the non-vibratory, which is the realm of the matrix, as the flow of man, as a shadow in darkness, over which the one always watches. The other side forms the realm of the spiritual, non-physical, made out of vibratory particles of divine light that are the divine life energy of the One. The realm of the non-physical vibratory light always exists parallel to the realm of the physical. Each realm is but a mirror of each other. The physical realm being a holographic projection of that which is the non-physical. The non-physical realm is composed of vibratory particles of light. These are not photons, but particles emitting light and spinning while vibrating due to sound energy, storing information, magnetism, having built-in consciousness and showing colors. These particles of vibratory light only exist within the realm of real light, divine light. Each one of these particles can store more information than any one of our modern computers. They belong to an infinite sea of particles of light, vibrating energy. This is the realm that quantum physics calls the implicate order, the superluminous world. It is the realm of your inner self, your origin, the realm of spirit, where your awareness goes back to when your brain ceases to function at death, or when you are deeply asleep and you only become aware of being a group of vibratory particles clumped together and vibrating around other clusters of vibratory particles, alias souls, that have similar vibratory levels. All the material structures around you are really made up of vibratory particles of light that all vibrate using vibratory sound. Everything is vibration. The sound of light makes us believe that material bodies are real. Reality is created by mixing sound and light. In the real vibratory realm, sound does not exist without light. Each vibratory particle of light emits a vibration.
Even though the vibratory realm of divine light has a separations between particles of vibratory light, it operates outside of time and space. Imagine for an instant that the godliness would be a dot without defined dimensions, and that you are traveling in awareness within that awareness as a virtual tachyon or particle of light that operates above the speed of light and outside of time and space, and that it is all you are aware of being. Imagine that these particles stores the information about your successive or parallel life experiences and vibrates its reality to one or many illusory physical embodiments that you are connected to. Imagine for simplicity that the body of the One is metaphorically like a human body of tremendous proportions, and that nothing else exists outside of it. You could not possibly define space, for space can only be defined in relation to something else. And there is nothing else. But you can, even within the illusion of that vibratory sea of particles of energy, sending their sound transformed into colors and emotions, tell which clump of energy is bigger than another one, which one is closer to you, and which one is further away from you. The matrix uses vibratory sound expressed as colors in order to create combination of red, blue and yellow primary colors that will then combine to give us the finite spectrum of colors that we perceive through our eye and brain. Each atom is giving off a vibratory sound in the implicate realm. Each human individual spirit has a vibratory signature in the implicate realm that defines him or her, and remains with him or her throughout eternity. Real light only exists in the implicate world. Photons are only holographic projections of the real particle of light, vibrating with sound in the implicate spiritual world. The combination of light and sound in the implicate is seen by us in the explicate material universe as the reflections of light. In our world, we do not see visually particles of light per se, only their reflections upon surfaces. Our eyes do see the real vibratory particles, but then decode them using multiple cones, decoding together with our brain billions of particles of light and their vibratory hum into an impression of visual reality. It is the way by which each particle of vibratory light in the implicate reflects from itself the light that will create the colors it gives off. Each vibratory light particle is separated from another one. There are no words for them in our universe. Even though advanced physical science suspects them, we have yet to perceive them. They are part of the domain of the heavens, the domain of the ineffable light, the implicate order that spreads forth in order to create and keep creating. Each particle of vibratory light contains much more information than any of our modern-day supercomputers. Each particle also creates emotions, which are the key to its energy. Emotion is the particle itself. It is energy in motion. Emotions are related to the sound key of E, operating in the implicate realm, and particularly E sharp, which gives motion to them and which we will explore further when we get more advanced. We do read each particle through the emotions that they transmit. The vibratory world is giving off emotions to each of us, and human beings must understand how they are creating their reality by the exchange between the emotions that they give off and the emotions that they receive from the cluster of vibratory particles that defines the soul of a person. The vibrations of our soul and our emotions are correlated. It is through emotions that the two worlds meet, the non-physical and the physical. As a capital general rule, the emotion of hate and fear gives out a low vibratory hum, and the emotion of joy a high vibratory hum to the cluster of vibratory particles that defines our soul. Within the non-physical realm, the rule is that particles of similar and sympathetic resonance clump together. Since each individual has an emotional signature as vibratory light that characterizes him or her, individuals of similar emotions, qualities, and vibratory signatures get together in the implicate world as one grouping. At that level, they know that they are one, but are still aware of their own selves. So that low vibratory light entities stay vibrating in a low hum of reduced awareness and creational ability, and high vibratory light entities unite with high energy entities. Higher vibrations allow for a higher degree of light to refract from these vibratory particles that vibrate in joy and ecstasy. And they then have the ability to propagate and impose their desired reality upon other particles of light vibrating at a lower energy rate. We usually cannot see these vibrations, but they nevertheless guide us through our emotions. By raising your emotions to a level of extreme joy, of absence of fear, and by having the strong desire to vibrate into high vibratory light at the level of a spirit being which exists in the non-physical realm, you can easily impose your joyful reality and desire upon the cluster of vibratory entities that remain operating within lower levels of deemed vibratory light because of their expressing the emotion of fear and hatred. You can vibrate higher than the dark matrix that tries to keep you within its grip, enslaved in fear and terror. You can connect to higher regions of the One and be in much closer proximity to the source of all that is. Since all of you originate from the One, you all remain connected to it. Otherwise, you would stop existing. The One is to be found within the inner kingdom of your mind. And you can free your mind by allowing it to vibrate at levels of vibrations close to the level of the One, and then remote influence very powerfully all of your world.